Welcome to Phil and Lisa Ruin Your X-Men Draft. I'm your host, Lisa Schmeiser.
And I'm your other host, Philip Michaels.
We couldn't make it to the X-Men Draft itself, so we decided why not just treat it like we treat everything else. A cursory inspection of 2 or 3 minutes, or in this case, a list of the draft picks, and not listening to the podcast or bothering to find out anyone's rationale.
Oh man, I don't listen to the podcast. I don't listen to any podcast I'm not on, which means I have a lot of free time on my hands.
Do you actually listen to the podcast that you're on?
I listen to my parts. I skip through when you're talking. Kind of like in life.
Marriage.
Yeah.
Every day is like this.
Every day is truly like this.
In any event, we were thrilled to be asked to participate. Philip, before we get started, I'd like to talk to you about your X-Men draft strategy so I know what kind of headspace you're in.
Sure. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the book Moneyball by Michael Lewis. It's a baseball book.
Were you in the movie?
I was in the movie, yes. Mm-hmm. If you watch the movie and you see me, I will pay you $200 mm-hmm. because I'm a little digital blip in all the right. background. But
is that offer open to me? Do I get it to you?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Moneyball posits mm-hmm. is a way of building teams. Mm-hmm. And in the book, they talk about a team of 9 Scott Hatterbergs.
Yes.
It was an okay, but not great player. A team of 9 Scott Hatterbergs could beat anyone because mm-hmm. of the consistency, because of the... Mm-hmm. Anyhow, this is a long roundabout way of saying I would draft with my first pick, Gambit. Mm-hmm. And with my second pick, a different version of Gambit. Uh-huh. And with my third pick, a...
like the hypothetical Channing Tatum version of Gambit?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The Gambit from the Wolverine movie.
Okay.
We draft him. And
oh, yeah.
So basically what I'm saying
Taylor
is...
Taylor Kitsch. You yeah. draft Taylor Kitsch's Gambit.
It's an all-Gambit team.
All right, that's your strategy.
Yes, all-Gambit all the time.
All
because
right, so...
I would have the coolest of all the X-Men.
You know, I'm... That strategy is not as insane as it sounds.
It doesn't sound insane to me.
I'm just imagining a lot of X-Men battles where it's nothing but exploding cards and everybody
yeah,
just eventually
exactly.
throws up their hands and goes home.
Yeah.
Okay.
That guys wouldn't know what to do. 4 cards? Good God, they'd say. The trench coats. It's, oh, no.
Oh, well, all right. I tell you what. Let's...
What would your team be?
Oh, my gosh.
Who would you have picked? Who was on your list?
On my list? That's a great question.
Yeah? You weren't prepared for it, were you? I can talk more about Gambit. I love to talk about him.
Actually, I think Rogue would be my top pick.
Okay,
because
sure.
she can absorb the powers of other mutants.
Uh-huh.
So maybe
and kill them if she touches them.
Well, no, that's like the greatest thing. So maybe instead of having a team of like 9 rogues, I just yep. have Rogue and 8 people she's going to kill.
Okay. Marriage.
And then the strategy is just make sure Rogue doesn't get killed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's a good one.
Except I would have to be Rogue from the comics and not the Anna Paquin Sad Sack Rogue from the movies because she's like,
yeah, she's.
I wish I didn't have my powers. Which
oh, no. it's a burden to have such
no.
power.
I want the 1980s Rogue who has the enormous, terrible Pat Benatar hair.
That hair, oh yeah,
and just
not
like,
from the 90s X-Men cartoon. That uh-huh. was what she had the big, poofy bouffant.
Yeah, exactly. So I think maybe that's my X-Men team strategy. It's all about the hair. Who has the best hair?
Yeah, okay. So,
and there's Medusa, but she's an Eternal. Anyway.
Well, then you'd have Sabretooth on your team.
Oh, of course I would.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he's like Wolverine's brother or cousin. There's a there's a connection there.
Third cousin once removed, which
yeah.
makes them nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I would think I would avoid all of the X-Men or X characters introduced from like the late 1990s on. I
sure.
mean, there was one that like turned into a dragon whenever somebody bled on her.
Seems an oddly specific power.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she finds out about it by accident.
Well, as yeah, as one would.
So, okay.
Do people bleed on you often and you're turning into a dragon? You're, oh, crap.
Well, if I'm Rogue and I've killed 8 other people to
yeah,
get their powers.
I guess that you would.
All right. But you know what? We're actually here to, again, pass judgment on everyone else's teams. Let's right. review the draft picks, Philip.
Okay.
So in round one, Merlin went first.
Okay.
I assume this
number
is
number one pick of the draft. Boy, it's a good one because he has his pick of the litter.
He picks Phoenix, Jean Grey.
Oh, he picked the star of the movie that killed the X-Men movies.
So she truly is the most powerful.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right. Moises went next. He picked Magneto as played by Ian McKellen.
Oddly specific.
Well, in terms of Magnetos, I myself prefer Michael Fassbender's
okay,
Magneto.
Okay, sure. From the more recent movies.
Yeah, yeah. He's yeah. an enormous fan, Stoker, you know.
Speaking of that, I was on a plane this week.
Uh-huh.
which accounts for my lovely flawed voice.
Yeah.
And
yes, your mutant superpowers.
They were showing Jean Grey Death to the X-Men.
Uh-huh.
On one of the screens by uh-huh. someone near me who uh-huh. looked unhappy with his choice. And I saw James McAvoy as Dr. X.
Yes.
Or Professor X.
Yes, Professor
X. He looks like with his bald egg head, he looks like an angry Scottish penis.
He does, it's true. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Jean, you've got such powers. I'll take the high road and you take the low road.
So to digress a little bit, yeah. I really do like Evan Peters as Quicksilver in these movies. They can't call him Quicksilver because the MCU owns that name. And their inexplicable casting choices, we've been over my issue with that.
Quicksilver.
Yes. Uh-huh. but
Evan, body shaving.
Yeah, but Evan Peters does a great job as Pietro.
Uh-huh.
And so I was debating, before you came home last night, I was debating, do I rent X-Men Jean Grey Kills the Franchise?
Uh-huh.
And I watched just the trailer, and no. It's an angry Scottish penis trying to prevent Armageddon.
Yep.
Anyway, sorry. Oh my gosh. I hope no one's listening to this in a family.
Too late now.
All right. So,
they're having important discussions now about, life.
I thought it was favorite. Number three, Monty picked Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Negasonic Teenage Warhead. You have no idea who
it
is.
I have no idea.
She's an angry teen from the Deadpool's movies.
Oh, then I do, because I have seen the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there we go. Okay. It's a classically Monty pick, I feel.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Number four, Cicero picked Storm.
Cicero is the person and not the X-Men.
He may well be an X-Men,
okay.
but he's a person in this case.
Okay.
And I approve of his draft pick.
Okay.
It's a strong first choice. Storm is my favorite X-Men leader. So if I had been in this draft, this would have been the point where I started screaming because he picked my top pick.
Yeah.
Number five, Dan picked the Beast.
That's the best pick so far. That's the, mm-hmm. the first one. That if there were room, if
yeah,
someone else had snagged one of the 22 Gambits that are uh-huh. on my list,
uh-huh.
I would have had Beast.
Yeah, I hope it's like early comics Beast, though, because I have no patience for Ultimate X-Men Beast, where he's sad about being Beast and kind of filled with self-loathing. And I also don't really like Beast in the movies. The Kelsey Grammer Beast, we can just agree, can be consigned to the cornfield.
Yeah.
But Nicholas Holt like plays him well, but it's all, again, I'm sad because I'm the Beast. No, my man, you've got a huge brain and a huge blue body. Roll with it.
Yeah, okay. In the X-Men cartoon,
uh-huh.
that is the best embodiment of Beast.
Because,
I'm Erudite Beast. Hello, everyone. I'm Hank McCoy.
I know.
I may be blue and very strong, but I can also do lots of things.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we big fan of the Beast. So Cicero and Dan, so far, you have our favorite picks from round one.
Yeah.
Number six, Quinn drafted Kitty Pryde.
Mm. Well, sure. That's a pick.
That's a pick. Yeah.
Seems early. Seems early in the draft to take your Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, and you also have to ask, like, which Kitty Pryde? Is it early Kitty Pryde, where she's kind of like, you know, X-Men mascot who is smart but still very young and naive, or is this like later Kitty Pryde?
Every time I hear the name Kitty Pryde, uh-huh. I always think it's the name of some, like, cat empowerment movement.
Kitty Pryde!
Where you see a bunch of cats marching down the street.
Yeah.
And strangely not fighting each other or hissing at each other.
They have like little black berries, like
raising their little paws in the air. Meow, meow, Kitty Pryde.
All right, there we go. So Jason was the last person, last round.
Yeah.
Or I should say last person, first round. Jason's pick was Dazzler.
Hmm. I'd like to hear his rationale, but
we could listen, but that goes against the ethos of what we do, doesn't it?
No.
All right, should we move on to second?
Again, lots of X-Men available at this time.
Yeah. Okay. Again, second round. Merlin picks Mystique. He does not distinguish between whether it's the Rebecca Romijn Mystique
or the Jennifer Lawrence Mystique. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Number nine, Moises got specific again. Wolverine 92 from the X-Men animated series.
Why not Wolverine from the arcade video game?
So, you know, when I was still supposed to be on this podcast, what I proposed is that Wolverine be subject to the Phil Hartman rule, which is that
everyone gets a Wolverine.
Exactly.
Sure, because,
that loner is on so many teams. Why not?
No, it's like the Reservoir Dogs, or it's the Reservoir Dogs rule, where it's... No one gets to pick their own color, because then you got a bunch of guys fighting over who gets to be Mr. Black.
There you go.
So,
all right. Number 10, Monty picked X-23. You have no idea who that is.
So, I think Monty is going the let's see Monty. If anyone knows that I'm making up some of these mutants. If they call me on it, I'll go, oh, you got me.
X-23 is her code name. Uh-huh. Her name is Laura. X-23 is a clone built from Wolverine.
Okay.
So, with
powers not unlike Wolverine's.
Exactly. Okay. They raised in a lab. She was rolled out in the Audis. It was a thing. All right. Cicero, again, person, not the X-Men.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. He picked Forge.
Forge.
Forge is the saddest of the X-Men. Would you like to...
That would be a list, saddest of the X-Men.
There's so many. No, here's why I've always found Forge fundamentally tragic, uh-huh. is his mutant superpower is that he can talk to machines and make them do what he wants. this is like a great...
Siri, I want you to set an alarm. Sorry, Forge, I didn't understand that crap. What? My powers are fading.
But seriously, this is the thing, is he could actually make Siri work, right?
Oh, wow.
So that would be...
Oh, Apple should hire him.
Well, actually, no, I take that back, because I just realized we need to distinguish between artificial intelligence, which is a collection of algorithms and therefore software programming,
uh-huh.
versus what Forge can do, which is make machines, which is hardware.
Toasters attack! Is that what Forge can do?
Well... He could build, for example, he could probably build fantastical machines to revolutionize farming, or he could build something that could get all the plastic out of the oceans. Like, this is what Forge could do. Would you like to know what Forge chooses to do?
I imagine that
it's all guns all the time.
Okay, I was gonna say, is he working on this car?
Basically, like, this gun has a knob. This gun gets turned up to 11. It's
okay.
Anyway, Cicero picked him.
Yeah, well, good for that.
Yeah. All right. So 12. Dan picked Havoc.
Yeah.
Dan's got a pretty solid roster so far.
Yeah, well, when everyone else is taking Dazzler and Forge and Teenage Mutant Ninja Warhead.
Teenage Negasonic Warhead. Okay, but I like Teenage Mutant Ninja Warhead.
I don't know.
So Quinn picked the Scarlet Witch. And honestly, I feel like this is where the podcast could have ended, because all Scarlet Witch has to do is go, no more mutants. And then boom, you no longer have anything to draft from.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, Jason picked Blink.
Blake?
Blink.
Blake?
Blink. Blink. So Blink is...
It's his X-Men power as he wins stare-down contests.
So Blink is a she.
Uh-huh.
And she's actually from an alternate dimension, uh-huh. and she's a teleporter.
Okay.
All right.
I see.
All right. We've moved on to round number three. Uh-huh. Okay. Merlin has picked Domino, who you may or may not remember runs around with Cable. This was when Rob Liefeld was doing a lot of the stuff, and so everyone had pouches and crazy hair and no feet.
Every word that you've said has been more nonsensical than the last.
Even
pouches? In this sentence. I don't know if you're having the stroke or if I am.
Maybe we're stroking together.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, it's not a family podcast.
No.
All right, 16. Moises picked Bloodstorm, and this is where I have to admit.
Yeah, we are literally researching...
Bloodstorm.
That is a very,
Oh, she's a vampire version of Storm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like Storm, but with vampire.
Okay. A weird combination of powers, I have to tell you.
Well, I guess if you can't have Storm and you did not think ahead and say, I want Storm, but not the Holly Berry Storm and not the new one in the movies, but the one that lives in my head.
Uh-huh.
Like, if that's not who you drafted, maybe that's when you go for Bloodstorm.
Bloodstorm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sure. Monty picked Longshot. Well, it's good to have a guy with a gun and somebody else already gotten Forge.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Cicero picks... Oh, Cicero! You picked a great one. He picked Cypher. Do you know who Cypher is?
No, I don't. We've gotten really obscure in the third round.
So, I loved the New Mutants comics when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Middle school and high school. And Cypher is a dude who understands all languages.
Oh, that's a good power.
And can talk to computers, too.
That's a good
so
power.
So he actually probably could talk to Siri, which yes. I think actually vaults him through. All right, number 19, Dan picked Gambit.
I like this more in Kid.
Uh-huh.
I think that everyone
uh-huh.
should go read his books.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The Caledonian Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
The Byron Agenda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The... Juventus paradox, I think is his new book. The Fenerbahce cotillion. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Anyhow, this Dan Morin guy,
the Lausanne, the Lausanne riddle.
Yes. He's on it. He's got it together.
All right.
Not like these other jokers.
It not them at Gambit.
It not them at Dan Morin is who it is.
Yeah. All right. So Quinn picked Molly Hayes, also known as Bruiser. You're not going to know who this is.
I do not.
Were you around when I was reading the runaway? You were around.
I was, yes.
You've been around for years.
You can't get rid of me. God, you've tried. You've alternated your routes home. You've changed the locks, but I'm still here.
There's a legal agreement.
It's a good thing I'm a shut-in.
The terms of my legal agreement. Uh-huh. No, Molly Hayes, also known as Bruiser, comes from the book The Runaways, which I had read and loved back when it came out.
Did I get you a Bruiser action figure once?
No, you got me an action figure from Rising Stars from J. Michael Straczynski, and that's a completely different.
Okay, it's all the same to me.
Yeah, this marriage is built on shared interests.
Comics are divided into two things, Gambit and not Gambit, and also Green Lantern. Those are three things that the comics are part of.
Okay. Molly Hayes is part of a group of kids who discover that their parents are supervillains trying to give the Earth to a series of evil demons.
This is not Invincibles.
No, which is, I'm glad that you've also twigged on another book I read, which is about a parent who discovers that his dad is a supervillain.
This one I remember.
Yeah, you remember this one. No, this is, this was through Marvel. His kids discover that their parents are, of course, planning on turning over the planet to demons. They team up. They manage to defeat their parents.
As all children dream.
Well, their parents, recognize that they kind of oopsed and willingly go to their deaths, but anyway, Molly.
This is like that Disney show all our kids are into.
Yeah, The Descendants.
The Descendants, yes.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Okay, well.
Disney owns Marvel at all.
Yeah,
time
not at
is
all.
A flat circle.
Boy.
You know, speaking of that, I'm honestly surprised nobody did try to draft any of the people from The Descendants in this. This draft seems like it went off the rails early.
Yeah.
Anyway, Molly is the youngest of the five. To get back to where we were like five conversational threads ago, Molly is a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Only she is hella strong. But the thing is like after she beats people up, she passes out because she gets very tired. But one of my favorite shots is when the Wolverine comes after her, and then you see the next shot is the Wolverine just kind of gently arcing out of the building from where Molly has knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, his last pick was Warlock.
The William Friedkin movie?
Yes, an entire movie. He drafted an entire movie.
Oh, wait, no, that's Sorcerer. Excuse me.
I believe, and this might be a deep cut for the X-Men, oh,
it's a new mutant.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. Warlock was a techno-organic entity, meaning that he was not human. He can change shapes. He can shapeshift. He later bonds with Doug Ramsey and becomes Douglock, and he's very sweet and very funny.
Douglock?
Yes.
Boy, they really sat. They really penciled that name out, didn't they?
Yeah. Well. It was the 80s, Phil. There was a lot going on. Anyway, strong pick from Jason. Just about as strong as Cypher, if you ask me.
Okay.
And this also gives me a moment to put out there that I feel like the New Mutants lineup and the New Mutants are vastly underrated in terms of how powerful and interesting they are. And I also find it fascinating that in the 1980s, the writers were like, oh, this technology thing might last a while. We'll have to see what kind of superpowers it confers.
Yes.
So, all right, ready? Last round of the draft.
Last round.
Merlin picks Betsy Braddock, Psylocke. You have no idea.
I'm making, I, listeners, I'm making gestures that,
so,
that convey confusion.
Olivia Munn plays her in a movie, which is, I think, why I have considerably cool feelings toward her.
Well, sure.
But she's a psychic on the same level or slightly less than Jean Grey, and she can also sword fight, and she wears a high cut bathing suit, and she's a doctor and a lawyer and can fly.
I like the bit about the bathing suit.
I think it's interesting that Merlin has picked two psychics.
Yeah.
A shape-shifting lady and a mercenary lady.
Never a moment to your own thoughts on that team.
No, there's not.
No.
And although Betsy Braddock slash Psylocke, I think she's unique among the psychics in the X-Men universe in that she has never inexplicably fallen in love with Scott Summers. It is like something that all the psychic ladies do, and I have no idea why.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Moises picks Kid Omega with Phoenix Force, which, again, Here, let me pull this
that,
out for
that
you.
That sounds like a cereal. Kid Omega with Phoenix Force has hundreds of vitamins and minerals to make choosy kids delighted and moms proud.
Oh my God!
Wow, that's a drawing.
Oh well, that's Frank Quitely.
Okay,
and that's his style.
Okay.
Kid Omega, also known as Quentin Quire, he was created by Frank Morrison when Frank Morrison took over the X-Men in the '80s, and he's kind of a supervillain.
Okay.
So he's got telepathy, telekinesis, and he's smart. He's like what would happen if Professor Xavier didn't have a conscience.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So
I like that.
Strong pick for Moises. Monty picked Nightcrawler.
Finally, someone picked Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Shocking that Nightcrawler has remained on the board for this long.
You know what? When we get done with this, this is the final round. Uh-huh. And we'll go through and judge the team names after this. But after this, I'm going to talk about my surprises over who they didn't pick. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So Monty picked Nightcrawler. Cicero picked Maggot. Again, I'm pulling him up.
Boy, if you were last in line when the X-Men names were handed out, huh?
Yeah, I'm pulling up Maggot now. Fictional superhero. Oh, he's a flamboyant South African mutant.
Uh-huh.
Advertised as one of the strangest X-Men, and his digestive system took the form of two slugs that could eat through practically any substance.
Sure.
And once they ate it, they passed on to him through
energy. You know, if you're going to pick a gross mutant, why not Toad?
Yeah, so... Well, the thing is Toad is a member of the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Well, what? Yeah.
Or Brotherhood of Mutants.
So you were not... But what's his name? But Magneto was picked.
Yeah, this is true.
It appears that you could pick any mutant that you want.
Yeah, which is why it's also weird that Emma Frost is still on the board.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just shocked at some of the people who haven't been picked, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, okay, so... Oh, Dan.
Yeah.
You were doing so well, Dan.
Yeah, this is when Dan's team kind of takes a
And then
takes
Dan picks Cyclops.
Yeah. Well, into every life a little rain must fall.
Yes, him and his concussive beams.
If Gambit is the coolest of the X-Men.
Well, I would argue that his coolness has just been canceled out.
Cyclops is the uncoolest
maybe
of
that's,
the X-Men.
Maybe that's the real superpower.
Yes.
All right.
Cyclops is like a broken freezer. No chill.
Wow. Okay. Quinn picks Jubilee.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you can't have Dazzler, then why not go for Jubilee?
I think Jubilee's a very good pick.
I can't stand her.
I think because, again, X-Men rooting is mostly in the 1990s cartoon.
So, yeah.
And Jubilee was kind of Wolverine's little buddy. Hey, Wolverine, what are we going to do today? Shut up, Jubilee.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And Jason picks a really good one, which is Magic with a K. Her name
Magic with a K.
Well, that's not her full name. Her name is Magic, but I'm just saying Magic with a K.
Yeah,
just
I know.
As opposed to so Jason picked an entire force of magic.
Jason picked the 1970s movie where Anthony Hopkins has the evil ventriloquist dummy.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, somebody else picked the Warlock movie, another movie. No, Jason picked Magic. Her name is also Ilyana Rasputin. She spent some formative years in hell.
Sure, as we all do.
Yeah.
My gap year in hell.
This has given her something called the Soul Sword.
I'm going to stop in purgatory.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And... someone argued that stashing is purgatory. And... anyway, she's a great fighter, and she was another one who was introduced in the new X-Men lineup. It's nice to see that Jason has the same rooted in the 1980s excellence thing going on that I do. So, they gave...
This is the bring out your dead portion.
This is the bring out your dead portion.
Why don't you...
Why don't I talk about who
Talk about who you're surprised isn't on there.
I'm surprised about Emma Frost.
Yeah, that's a good...
Because...
I don't get that.
I've always liked her more than I've liked Jean Grey, because Emma Frost has a strong streak of pragmatism. Like, she's as much an idealist as any one of the rest of the X-Men, but Emma knows how to get stuff done.
Uh-huh.
And I really love that. And... inexplicable fondness for Scott Summers aside, I would have picked her. I'm a little surprised that nobody went for somebody like Colossus or the Juggernaut.
I would have picked the Juggernaut.
Yeah. So also surprised by that. I am a little surprised nobody went for Bobby Drake, Iceman.
Yep.
And it's... The dude can manipulate water. That's useful. It's incredibly useful. I mean, unless you're in a desert. But... You know, there's that. I think if I had been on the draft, I probably would have gone for actually like an all-psychic team with one bruiser. Because there's also a bunch of clones from Emma Frost called the Stepford Cuckoos.
Uh-huh.
So maybe instead of having an all-Gambit team, I would have had my all-Emma Frost team.
Yep.
And there's that. And also to return to the New Mutants, there were a bunch of really strong contenders in there. There is Danny Moonstar, who...
Danny Moonstar!
Yeah, well, they were trying to be like, oh, she's Native American, and of course they're all in touch with nature. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But she's an excellent leader. Like, personality-wise, she's a lot like Storm. And her thing is, oh, she casts projections, but she's also a really vicious fighter.
Mm-hmm.
So I like her a lot. I'm surprised she hasn't made it onto the team at all. And let's see, who else is there? Like I said, Rogue.
Yeah.
No one picked Rogue.
Shocking.
Yeah.
I would have picked Multiple Man.
Oh, that's right. Jimmy Magic. That was actually my joke when I first heard about this draft, was I would just do Multiple Man.
Yeah.
Because he's everybody. Boom.
Yeah.
There you go. And also, yeah.
Yeah. Multiple Man would have been a good pick.
Yeah. I agree.
Terrible. Terrible that they ignored him.
Yeah.
This draft is a sham.
I wonder. So, no, it's not a sham.
Yeah.
So, in any event, let's see, the name of the teams that they came up with were the X-Vengers, the Axe-Vengers, Riot X, Chancellors of the Exchequer, Technomechan-X,
okay.
Exceptional.
Sure.
We'll
workshop these. There are no bad ideas in a brainstorming session.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, what I find interesting is if you take a look, rather than go through round by round, if you take a look at this, it seems that what Merlin did is he went really heavy on women who may not have brute force, but who are actually good at deception and strategy. Because he's got two psychics. He's got two psychics, a person who sucks your powers, and then Domino.
Yep.
You take a look at Moises, and he seems to be going with people who are mean and excellent fighters, because he's got Kid Omega, who, like I said, is of Charles Xavier, plus Ian McKellen's Magneto, who is less sensitive than Herr von Stucker. Wolverine 92, and Vampire Storm. And then you take a look at Monty, and Monty appears to be going with, it's like a gentle workplace comedy.
This fall on NBC, like, they're mutants, but they're friends.
Like, he's got Longshot and then three people who are like, you know, young, idealistic.
Longshot.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like he's got, you know, because X-23 and Negasonic Teenage Warhead are of an age. And then Kurt Wagner has always had that really sweet idealistic streak.
Sure.
Cicero, on the other hand, is bringing some old school power to it between Storm, Forge, Cypher, and Maggot. He's got himself.
Never not funny, Maggot.
No, but he's got himself a team that again goes in like a fist.
Uh-huh.
So that's excellent. Dan went old school. I really question the decision, the wisdom of putting Cyclops and Havoc on the same team because they're brothers and they don't really get along.
Dan was the runaway winner for me up until the point that Cyclops showed up.
But he's got Beast
showed
and Gambit
up with his stupid face.
Yeah, and Quinn has gone with an all-lady team.
Yeah, that's good.
And again, let's see. She's got Kitty Pryde. If you take a look at her picks, she seems to have, I think, one of everything. She's got a pyrotechnic.
Uh-huh.
She's got a brute strength.
Yep.
She's got herself a strategist with Kitty Pryde. And then she's got a magic user with Scarlet Witch.
Well, there
so
you go.
She's got like the Swiss Army.
That is a well-balanced team.
It's the Swiss Army
knife. That is, in a sense, the team of nine Scott Hattabergs.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Swiss Army knife team.
Yeah.
And then Jason, who picks Dazzler and Blink. That's interesting because you could use Blink to move the pyrotechnics everywhere.
Yeah.
And Warlock and Magic suggest, again, Jason did the same thing where it's well-balanced because you've got a magic user, you've got a techno person, you've got a teleporter, and you've got lights. And so it suggests that Jason doesn't do a lot of brute strength or anything like that. It's basically, we're going to confuse the hell out of them and then out-tech them. So all in all, I find it interesting and rewarding that everybody used completely different strategies, as opposed to my completely dumb multiple man.
Yeah.
Or my Emma Frost, only five of her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, people really thought this through.
Well, I think that Quinn probably has the best team. But yeah, my heart goes with Gambit. So congratulations, Dan Morin, on winning the draft.
Mm-hmm. Now, everybody, please go out and read the Edinburgh Limerick.
Yes.
All right, thank you. This has been Phil and Lisa Ruin Your X-Men Draft. Yep. I'm Lisa Schmeiser.
I'm also Lisa Schmeiser. Wait, what? Huh?
It's continuity.
I'm Multiple Man.
Boom. Hit not you.
No,
hit Lisa.
Yeah. Goodbye.